Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On April 28, 1926, in Monroeville, Alabama, the writer Harper Lee was born. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
My 13-year-old acts like a puppy again. Almost overnight, she's a different dog.
Perfect poops.
When people switch their dog's food to the farmer's dog, the effects can seem like magic. But there's no magic involved. It's simply real meat and vegetables with all the nutrients dogs need, instead of highly processed pellets. No tricks, just smarter, healthier pet food delivered in packs portioned for your dog. It's amazing what real food can do. Get 50% off your first order at thefarmersdog.com/nomagic50.
This is how the novel begins. Macomb was an old town, but it was a tired old town when I first knew it. In rainy weather, the streets turned to red slop. Grass grew on the sidewalks. The courthouse sagged in the square. Somehow, it was hotter then. A black dog suffered on a summer's day. Bony mules hitched to Hoover carts flicked flies in the sweltering shade of the live oaks on the square. Men's stiff collars wilted by 9 in the morning. Ladies bathed before noon, after their 3 o'clock naps, and by nightfall were like soft tea cakes with frostings of sweat and sweet talcum. People moved slowly then. They ambled across the square, shuffled in and out of the stores around it, took their time about everything. A day was 24 hours long, but seemed longer. There was no hurry, for there was nowhere to go, nothing to buy and no money to buy it with, nothing to see outside the boundaries of Macomb County. But it was a time of vague optimism for some of the people. Macomb County had recently been told that it had nothing to fear but fear itself. We lived on the main residential street in town, Atticus, Jim, and I, plus Calpurnia, our cook. Jim and I found our father satisfactory. He played with us, read to us, and treated us with courteous detachment.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So goes part of the opening pages of Harper Lee's novel, To Kill a Mockingbird, published in 1960. The masterpiece of Harper Lee, known to family and to friends as Nell, To Kill a Mockingbird is a perennial force in the American mind. Born on this day in Monroeville, Alabama in 1926, Lee was the daughter of A.C. Lee, a lawyer, legislator, and newspaper editor. Mr. Lee served as her model for Atticus Finch, the heroic figure at the center of Mockingbird, a character made indelible by Gregory Peck in the 1963 movie version of the book. What's worth thinking about today, though, is less the Peckian myth of Atticus, and more Ms. Lee's competing portraits of her protagonist. for she had rendered a different portrait in an earlier book that remained unpublished until 2015. It was entitled, Go Set a Watchman. The Brown v. Board of Education decision in 1954 had given rise to the Citizens' Councils in the South, organizations devoted to defending white supremacy with more polish than the Klan brought to the fight. Founded in the Mississippi Delta, the Citizens' Councils promoted states' rights in the face of the Warren Court and subsequent, though sporadic, federal enforcement efforts. In Go Set a Watchman, Ms. Lee cast Atticus as a member of the Citizens' Council in her fictional Macomb. Atticus sat and listened to a speaker, a Mr. O'Hanlon, who spewed the common views. Quote, Mr. O'Hanlon was born and bred in the South, went to school there, married a Southern lady, lived all his life there, and his main interest today was to uphold the Southern way of life, and no Supreme Court was going to tell him or anybody else what to do. Essential inferiority, kinky woolly head, still in the trees, greasy smelly, marry your daughters, mongrelize the race, mongrelize, mongrelize, save the South. It was fiction, but barely. I've always thought Ms. Lee deserved credit for being realistic enough in Mockingbird to have the all-white jury convict the wrongfully accused black man. In the novel, Atticus points to the time it took the jury as something of a sign of hope. Small comfort indeed, but that was her narrative choice. The tragic truth about the white American South is that the Atticus of Go Set a Watchman was in fact more representative of the age than the Atticus of To Kill a Mockingbird. And the task of the history of our time is to truly transcend the prejudices Harper Lee portrayed and make real the promise of a nation founded on the ideal of equality.
Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.